Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday, and every Thursday around 9:30 usually. We talked to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, but moving things around today, presented by ESPN Bet. Greg, what's up? How are you?
Good. Yeah, thanks for the flexibility. We had to change the taping time of the drop, our podcast, which was fortuitous because then we were able to get the breaking news of Jarmo Kekäläinen getting kicked to the curb in Columbus on the show.
Are you surprised by that?
No, and in fact, it probably should have happened before the season. The only reason it didn't is because they were worried that after the Mike Babcock debacle, to then have the general manager get fired as well would have been too much of a shock to the system. But, you know, when you've overseen a few seasons of non-playoff hockey, they've only won one playoff series in his tenure there in Columbus, which was that shocking first-round sweep of the Tampa Bay Lightning back in 2019. I mean, you have no success on the ice, and then you go and hire a coach who resigns before training camp because the NHLPA finds that he's invading players' privacy. It was a gigantic embarrassment for the organization. He probably should have gotten fired then. And, you know, the only thing that was going to even maybe allow him to keep his job was if the Blue Jackets were a playoff contender this year. They are the worst team in the East, so the time is right for him to go.
So I see they name John Davidson, the president of hockey operations, an alternate governor. I guess he's going to kind of fill that role, but where do you see that going from here?
Well, he's going to kind of fill the role in a consortium sort of way. Like he's not going to be the general manager per se. It's going to be a group of people in their front office working together to try to see their way through this. So, you know, Davidson's going to have some input. They've got Basil McRae and Josh Flynn as assistant GMs. Chris Clark, who used to play for the Capitals, is their player personnel guy. But then also, you know, in the organization is Rick Nash, who is their director of player development and somebody who a lot of people feel could be, you know, getting groomed for an eventual general manager role with the organization. Obviously the most beloved player in franchise history. If I'm them, I go outside the organization, I bring somebody in to audit the whole thing, figure out what's gone wrong, and try to move them in the right direction. It wouldn't surprise me to see them stay in-house. It's kind of how they are. But honestly, like, it's a pretty good gig for a GM. That's a good young team. Fantilli, they'll get another high draft pick this year. And then plus, the bar is so low. Like, it's like limbo level. It's so low to clear for that organization. Like, you know, win a couple playoff series, be successful for more than maybe like one season at a time. And I really believe that market, like Nashville, is ready to pop.
Yeah.
Like it's ready to pop if they can just be a contender. I've been there. There's a lot of fans. It's a real fun place to be when they're successful. It's just they haven't been successful.
Yeah, and you look at that roster, like you said, they got some talent, obviously signing Johnny Gaudreau a couple of years ago, but it's just finding the right combination, and sometimes that's not easy to do.
Yeah, exactly. And to Jarmo's credit, I think that he's always been a very, very good talent evaluator. I think if you are building out a scouting staff, like, you want him to be at the top of that pyramid. But as a general manager, I don't know, like, it felt like this team was in a perpetual cycle of rebuilding. He made some decent trades. He made some bad signings. He committed to some players that maybe didn't deserve the commitment. It was really up and down. But again, like, you judge a team by its success on the ice. And although this team made the playoffs five times under Kekäläinen, and since he was named general manager in 2013, they only won one playoff round. And that is simply unacceptable. And one of the reasons why the Jackets made the move they made today.
We're talking some hockey with senior NHL writer from ESPN, Greg Wyshynski.
Greg, I always love talking to people outside the Nashville sports bubble. And, you know, sports radio runs a lot on speculation. So this UC Saros, will they get traded? Will he not get traded? That talk, I don't think, Greg, is going to go away till after the trade deadline. What are you hearing outside our little bubble?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be interest, right? Because he is a proven starter. He's a workhorse. He's somebody that other teams have certainly coveted. I mean, obviously, we know Los Angeles, for one, has had discussions with Predators in the past about trying to get Soros. But, like, you know, I think in the past we've seen Nashville hang on to their starter to help groom the younger goaltender as he goes through the ranks. I could see that happening again with Soros and Astroff. The interesting thing about UC, actually, today we dropped our top 10 goalie ranking, and it's an interesting ranking. We have 10 anonymous players and 10 anonymous executives who put this list together for us each year and rank each position. And UC Soros on this list this year ended up 7th, and he was 6th last year. So still top 10, drops a little bit, and a lot of the feedback we got was the acknowledgement that he's not really put it together this year in a way that meets his standards. So the long and the short of it is that if you do deal UC Soros at this point, you might be dealing from the bottom of the deck a little bit, insofar as like his value is not near where it was, I think, last year based on the way he's played this year.
Say he does get traded in a few weeks, does that sense throwing in the towel if you're a look at the Nashville Predators, like, all right, they're going to start rebuilding now? I mean, does that mean you're giving up? Surely not, right?
I don't think you're giving up. I think that you're maximizing the potential for the return for him by dealing him to maybe a desperate team. And there's a few of them that certainly are looking for a goaltender, the Devils being one, the Kings being another. You know, I think Nashville, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but like approaches the season as we want to be competitive. We have a new coach. We have a young team. We want to play meaningful games. You know, the playoffs are always the goal, obviously, but I think that they wanted to be relevant and play meaningful games. And I think that they're in that position. Last check, courtesy of Stathletes, I think the Preds have around a 20% chance of making the playoffs. And look, the Western Conference bubble is not insurmountable. I mean, the Blues have been streaking a little bit lately. You've got, you know, Minnesota there. You've got Calgary there. You've got Seattle there. And they have the Predators right there, too. And so, you know, I don't think that anything should be dictated by will this cost us a playoff spot. I think they should have a much longer view of what the team needs to be. But the bottom line is that, you know, the way that they've been going, if they can – you know, find a good 2-3 weeks of hockey, they could find themselves in a playoff spot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What's the one thing this hockey team is kind of lacking right now to take that big step forward?
Well, I mean, like, the macro answer is probably, like, the big young player to sort of build around. I mean, they've got obviously some veteran guys that have been there for a bit in Forsberg and Yossi and then obviously bringing in O'Reilly. But you're kind of waiting for – you know, that blue chip prospect, next wave guys is sort of like transition into whatever the next phase of the team is going to be. The problem there is that they're usually competitive. They're not in the market for one of those, you know, top three picks at all times. So it's tough to acquire that player. But I mean, and if you're asking me like, what's the thing that this franchise needs, and that's clearly like the young player you plant your flag on and say, okay, this is going to be our guy for the next phase of the franchise.
Greg Wyshynski is with us. The Predators will face the Dallas Stars tonight, currently lead the Central Division, 72 points for them, and they're a wagon right now. Do you think they can sustain that through the playoffs and be a true cup contender?
I mean, they made the conference final last year. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, like, they're doing something right. They're a good, deep team. Pete DeBoer is a real good head coach. Obviously, you know, the moves they made in the offseason have made them even better. But it's interesting that, you know, much like UC Soros, and again, like I mentioned his sort of down year this year. Let's keep in mind that the last 2 months of the season for him last year were outstanding and were all people really remembered from his entire season last year. Same could happen this year. In Dallas's case, they're kind of looking for the same thing from Jake Oettinger. Like Oettinger right now, who finished, I think, one spot ahead of UC Soros in our goalie ranking, it's very much a guy that's working, is thriving on reputation. He's had a real down year. The analytics for this guy have him just barely above being in the negatives in goals saved above expected and all those stats. So as good as Dallas has been and as good as their defense has been, their goaltending has not really met the expectations quite yet. So I guess on the positive side, that means they could be even better than they've been. But on the negative side, it's kind of curious that Jake Oettinger hasn't really been able to recapture the magic. Injuries are part of that, but he certainly isn't the same goalie that he was last year.
That is true. Greg, I leave you with this piece of history that I just saw. 25 years ago, on this day, February 15th, 1999, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, made his only NHL appearance in Nashville and had 5 assists to lead the Rangers to a 7-4 win over the Predators.
Wow. Oh, my God. I mean, first of all, I never realized he only made one trip there. I guess, you know, timing-wise, that syncs up for when the franchise started and when his career ended. But, I mean, 5 assists at that point in his career is like, you know, for anybody else, you're like, wow. But then it's like, oh, another day in the office for Wayne.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he's the great one. Not the greatest goal scorer of all time. I still think that's Ovechkin, based on era and defense and all those other things. But as far as, like, point production, nobody matches what Gretzky did.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk next week.
Anytime.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, presented by ESPN Bet, joining us here on the program. We'll come back. Byron, hang on. We'll get your call. You've been waiting very patiently. Do that. And also celebrity birthdays. And what day is it? 102.5, 106.3 The Game.